Valley, Coal Valley, there's another name for it, but I can't even think of the name.
Where did you keep your animals?
In lots and pastures. Barn.
Now, were these lots built right next to the barn, or?
Most of the time, they were built next to the livestock barn. We had hay barns that were built out off away from them.
Were these one-story or two-story, the hay barns?
One-story at the time, with granaries in it, hallway and granaries in it. Sheds off the side for the livestock to get under.
Were these sheds open on one side or
yes,
two sides? Or?
One side.
South?
Yes, sir.
What grains did you keep in your granaries?
Oats, corn,
did you
barley.
Were these interchangeable, or did you always keep one grain in one granary?
Well, we kept it separated. Yeah. Different. We call them oat granary and corn granary.
Uh-huh.
Corn bin.
What lots did you have?
Well, what we call the horse lot or mule lot, and then the hog lot and cow lot.
Did you have a special place for milking your cows?
Yeah. A milk stall.
Was this in the barn?
It was on the shed on the side.
Uh-huh. When did you tell your cow if you wanted her to stand still?
So.
And if you wanted her to get her leg out of the way? Or did you have
Well, I didn't have anything to tell her that because you wanted to move over.
You
were a punch.
Did you have any special terms that you used for the outdoor toilet?
Called it Johnny a lot of times.
Yeah, that's a fairly new term to me. I guess I started using it 12 or 13 years ago, but this for the inside one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. The outdoor toilet, I think when I was a boy, was the, my dad called it the chick sails. And let's see, then in jest sometimes it was the Widder Jones.
We have called it the outhouse.
Yeah, the outhouse. I was always bothered in school when people talked about outhouses, meaning the buildings on the farm, because I could just see the farm there with a bunch of little toilets around.
Back alley bungalows, they call them.
Do you keep silage or ensilage?
No, not regular.
Did you when you were, or did your
no,
dad?
Sir. No, sir.
That's new.
The only time I ever use it is when we have a corn crop started and have a drought hit. And if the corn won't mature, I'll go ahead and cut it in silage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't keep the place going that way. Well, what did you call the upper part of your barn?
Loft.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned hay barns. Did you ever leave your hay out in the field or put it up in
stacks?
Large?
Uh-huh. No, we always put it in barns on account of rain here.
How did you gather it in the field?
Wagon teams.
And you'd cut it, and then what would you do next to it?